Good day and welcome to Scholarly Stories. I am Noah Campbell White. Now come with me as we listen to Dan DeBoard as he digs into the lives of two same but yet different college students. Dan will introduce you to two different students. One is an older gentleman who returns to school after being out since the mid-1980s, as well as an incoming freshman who just graduated high school and has never been away from home. Without further ado, here is Dan.
Welcome back to the studios here for Scholarly Stories. I'm Dan DeBoard. Thank you very much to our booth announcer, Noah Campbell White, such a gentleman he is. We have in studio today, I have Darren Ellis and Tanner Llewellyn for the first time. We've been wondering, are they one and the same? Because they're never in the studio at the same time, but here is to prove they are both here. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. How was your weekend?
Pretty good. I mean, I just basically did homework over the weekend.
Atta boy.
We had a weekend?
At your age, we don't call them weekends anymore. Anyway, last couple of weeks, we got to dig a little deeper about who Tanner was and who Darren is. And I should say who Tanner was because he's still there, so... who Tanner and Darren are, I should say. With that being said, we're going to dig just a little bit deeper. We're going to dig into how they ended up deciding to go to college and what college it is that they decided to go to, whether or not Olivet was first, second, third. Tanner, we'll start with you. How did you decide?
I definitely just in making a decision and sort of doing tours and talking to admissions and different stuff like that. I definitely kind of lost out in that aspect. I definitely wish I would have started like my junior year, at least looking at which colleges I was more interested in. That was sort of a challenge. But the biggest thing came down to is which school I'd get the most financial aid from.
Wise choice.
When people would always ask me, which college are you looking to go into? My answer was always, whichever one will give me the most money.
I'm the same boat. I didn't have all the college tours. Then again, my first bout in college back in the mid-80s, it was just like the next thing was to go to this particular school based on what we were doing in high school. So okay. That's kind of what it was. And then when it comes to Olivet, I just kind of drove past it every day for a year and said, what's this all about? So then I looked into it and I said, hey, it's what I originally wanted to do 30-something years ago. So I jumped at it. Darren, how was your journey into college the first time? What was it, IIT?
ITT.
Oh, close.
Well, I was going to Career Center and we had somebody coming in from ITT and told us all about it, and I was like, wow, this sounds kind of cool, you know. And so they came over to my house and told us a little bit about it. Ended up going to ITT there in Indianapolis and ended up getting an associate's as well as a bachelor's.
Were you able to apply that education right away?
No, because at that time, the market wasn't really doing that well.
So where did you do that?
Well, I worked at a grocery store.
There's nothing wrong with that. My in-laws owned a grocery store for many, many years. Paid the bills, right?
Yep.
Sure. That's all that matters. How'd you end up at Olivet?
From around here originally, and I was like, I wanted to go back. I needed to use my GI Bill, and so I always wanted to go to Olivet, and they have such a good program here that I decided to come to here, and it's local, so.
Perfect. I like the way you had to say, but and you know what else? It's because we believe you belong here.
Exactly.
Anyway, hey, you guys are in the same class together, correct?
Yeah.
What class is that?
Fundamentals of Broadcasting and Announcing.
Who's the prof for that?
That is... Brian Utter.
As I hope you remember, it's been 14 weeks. I hope you remember, or 13 weeks anyway.
He's also my boss here at the station.
So what do you guys do in that class?
Well, it's basically teaching us the fundamentals of broadcasting, radio, and it also takes a look at other areas as well, like TV.
Yeah, the big part for us has been every week we have different shows that we have to do, and so we have to prep different show items and make sure that we can have a show ready for Spark, which is the HD3 channel here at Shine. And so we actually have since the third week of the semester, we've had shows on Spark that we do that we have to prep, and that's part of our experience.
Okay.
And then in recent weeks, we've done different live shows where we actually have to prep our content and have it practiced so that way we can go live rather than just tracking it.
Right.
Last week and then this upcoming week, we've been doing team shows.
Okay.
And so we work with a partner and we kind of go back and forth, sort of in more of a dynamic conversationally. But the big part of that is we have to remember the audience.
Right, exactly. I think I've had Brian, Professor Utter, for a few quiet classes. And one of the things, a couple of things that he's always taught you guys, at least taught me and hopefully he's taught you guys as well, is the essence of the story, find the first exit ramp, and word economy.
That pretty much sums it up. Yeah.
Darren, what's been your experience so far in the class?
So far, I've learned the ins and outs of radio, what exactly goes on behind the scenes, and what it takes to actually put it on the air, as well as how to pay the bills, like doing commercials, what you can and can't do, as well as what you can and can't say.
All right, gentlemen, I have a question for you. I'm going to put you on the spot. It is, what has been your biggest challenge in your class load so far this semester?
Probably overloading myself. I'm really, really good at that. So like, I've for like weeks now, I've been trying to do extra shows just because I want the experience. Or like sometimes I'll just come in and talk to myself like in here.
Do you get answers?
Sometimes, yeah. I mean, sometimes. I mean, I suppose it's always like, you know, sometimes you got to talk things out. So
right.
Yeah, that's always been big. But yet, adding extra stuff on has definitely been the big thing, especially because I live here on campus, mm-hmm. so there's always different clubs I can join or different activities I can do, and I want to hang out with my friends, so it's kind of balancing, making sure I'm getting all my stuff done and wanting to do the different clubs or doing extra stuff for classes or whatever it may be, and then trying to, like, you know, I have to read for all my classes, but mm-hmm. then wanting to do my own reading, and then it's balancing all that, and I'm really good at adding too much in, and then I have to go, okay, I got to pull back a little bit, and
then
so
you're
feel
just
bad.
Pointing somebody else because they're counting on you, and like, oops. Dad, what about you? Yours, a little couple more caveats is that you're a grown man, you're 54 years old, and you live off campus. So what are some of the challenges you faced this semester that you didn't really think you would come across, and they kind of fell in your lap?
Well, making time for doing the work and trying not to get distracted, because there's still a lot of stuff that I need to do at home as well as schoolwork. So it's trying to balance out that load and also making sure that I can get here in time.
I'm hungry.
You say you're hungry?
I'm always hungry.
Got it.
Always.
Is the major you're in now the original major you chose to be here?
No.
No? What was your original major?
Original major was in engineering.
And you switched to multimedia communications, right?
Yes.
Why would you find it a need to change your major?
I wasn't really interested in engineering, and the course was, all the math and everything was just too much for me.
I understand the whole math part. Anyway, so what advice would you give to a person that's thinking about changing their major? Because it could really weigh heavily on a person's mind, thinking if they're leaving one major to another that they're actually quitting something. But what advice would you give to that person?
I would say if it's not for you, what you're doing now, then change it. You know, you can always go back, but once you are, you know, doing poorly in it, then you can't really make up that. And don't think of it as quitting, just think of it as taking another road.
Tanner, what's your advice?
I mean, I think the big thing for me was I changed my major before I even got to Olivet.
Really?
So I just decided my senior year, I did my senior year all at college. Okay. So I had an experience with like the different math classes and different stuff like that. And I was actually originally going to be an engineering major as well.
Oh, really?
So I was going into...
Brothers in engineering.
There you go. Former engineering, rather. So I would want to do civil engineering. And it still interests me.
Right.
But it was just that, like, and I'm really good at math. I actually still help friends, like, with math. I just...
Okay.
Didn't want to do it the rest of my life.
Right, understood.
Part of my thing was in what I want to do kind of with my future.
Okay.
And it just didn't line up. So I originally changed to PR. And then I got here, I was taking my classes, and I was doing PR and minoring in a couple different things.
Okay.
And so then I transferred into multimedia studies with a radio concentration and political science. So I'm double majoring.
Uh-huh.
And then I have a minor in legal studies. So that sort of lines up with where I want to take my education more than the engineering.
Got it. So we might have another Rush Limbaugh on our hands.
Maybe not.
I got it. All right.
Maybe not Rush.
So what about you? Since there's more than a 30-year age difference between you and Darren, what advice would you give to a person that's thinking about changing their major?
You know, it's not a bad thing to change. Mm-hmm. I mean, change is constant in our world and in our lives. So, like, understanding that your interests may change over time, or things that you love doing can change over time. So like if you really find those passions,
right,
that's really important. I really love what they've done with the comm department, or in the comm department rather. And they have this, it's an intro to comm. It's like a fundamentals of communication class. And so every week they bring in a new speaker and they're telling us about all the different elements of the major. The class seems more like for people who are sort of undecided, but they know they want to be in communications.
Right.
So it can help them. But even I've found value in it, even though I kind of know where I want to take it.
Okay.
I've seen, that would be really interesting to look at if I get a chance to take a class in that area, or if I get a chance to take a class in this area, because it's showing you the whole board.
Right.
And so it's not necessarily bad to go even in that, you know, in that class. I was like, I was lucky and I kind of know where I want to take it. You know, I really enjoy the radio and the broadcast media section, but there's some people who even in the class have went, rather than doing, you know, broadcast media, I should be in public relations, or I should be in this, that, or the other thing. And it's, so it's, I think it's a really helpful thing to just understand that, like, you know, you have a vision in your head and then you start doing the things and you're like, maybe I should be doing something else.
Right.
It's just, it's that object of, sort of like Darren was saying, like, it's not a bad thing to understand, like, understand that and change. Cause you know, I'm one of those people, I think like we were talking about before, I'll get beside myself if I'm quitting something.
Right.
But it's not a quitting. It's sort of a changing of directions for a better, you know, end point.
Trajectory of your career.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. That was the words I was looking for.
Trajectory. That's a
fancy
word. I
need food.
I got one more question for you folks, and I'm going to pick your brain on it type question. We'll start with you, Darren. Would you rather not get stopped by any more red lights for the rest of your life, or never have to stand in line for the rest of your life? And tell us why.
I would rather not have to stop for red lights. I would rather have green lights all the way, because you never know who you're going to meet standing in line. You know, it's kind of fun, you know.
That's true. That's a good answer. What about you, Danner?
I would say standing in line all the way. I hate lines. I hate lines.
So you don't do well at Disney World then, do you?
I went to Disney World once. I absolutely hated it. Like, you can ask my mom. I was not a fan. I mean, it was fine. Like, it's one of those things you do as a kid, but it's like one of those things where I was like, all right, check that box. Been there, done that. Don't have to do it again. I just wasn't, I'm not that guy.
Not even like 20 years from now when you're married with children and all that. And they want to go, I want to go away. It's a small world.
No.
We'll
go camping or something. It's much more interesting.
You could camp at Disney World. They have got campgrounds.
Yeah, but I don't have to stand in lines to camp.
Oh, that's true.
The red lights and green lights thing doesn't really bug me. I tend to be one of those people where if I'm not 15 minutes early, I'm 15 minutes late kind of thing.
Oh, you're one of those.
Yeah. So, like, I'll leave way ahead of time, or, like, I usually end up early to things.
Right.
So, like, if I hit a couple red lights, I'm like, whatever. I just get to listen to a couple more songs.
Here's a analogy I have for like red lights and say you're headed somewhere and you make every green light and you never get stopped. That is one of God's ways of rewarding you for doing good things, as being a good steward towards whatever it is you're doing in life. And there's this little mini rewards here on earth. And so he'll get you from A to B without getting stuck by a red light. He'll get you there early and things like that. What are your thoughts on that?
I suppose I can sort of see that. I don't know. That's an interesting idea.
Any parting thoughts before we go?
No, not for me.
Okay. Good deal. What about you, Tanner?
I appreciate these conversations.
I appreciate them as well.
It's, you know, like, we haven't been in the studio, so I haven't heard much of Darren, but it's really interesting to get his perspective on things just for me. You know, I'm 19.
Right.
And so, like, to sort of hear the different perspectives and, like, going back to college and just different stuff like that, it's really interesting for me.
All right. Well, thank you very much, guys, for being in the studio. And we will get together soon for another exciting episode of Scholarly Stories.
You have been listening to Scholarly Stories. Come join us next time as Dan digs a bit deeper into the lives of Darren and Tanner, two students from Olivet Nazarene University. Thanks for listening. I'm Noah Campbell-White.